Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
Remember, it's all about what Jesus did, the finished work of the cross, the blood of Jesus that affords us all the grace that God has poured out. Amen? Why did God do it? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes on him would not perish but have life everlasting. I want to make a statement. And we need to start to embrace this, every one of us. And you can't be moved by experiences of other people or even some of your own experiences, because you might not have been in faith, they may not have been in faith. But God is as good as he is holy. I'm going to say it to this church. God is as good as he is holy. Now, how many of you think that God's holy? Is there anyone more holy than God? God is ultimate. He's the ultimate holy that you can possibly get. And he is as good as he is holy. And we've got to get to that place to believe that. And it's not a statement of faith. It's not the statement of faith that needs adjusting. It's our definition of his goodness that needs our attention. See, I will never, ever believe, I don't care who says it to me, it can be, I don't care who it is, comes to me and says, God is going to do X, Y, and Z to you. God is putting sickness on you. God is making you go bankrupt. God is causing you to get divorced. You can tell me what you like. I will never accept that, not in a trillion years. Amen. Yeah, but what happens if you sinned? God is, in the allowable sense, maybe letting something happen to you, but he's not bringing it to you. He said the wages of sin is death. Right? That's a spiritual law. The wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life. Amen. So I will never ever buy into God's done this to me when it's bad. The Bible says God is good and he's only good. Always. In James 1, right? God is always only good. And I've got to believe that God is as good as he is holy. And I believe that there's no one near as holy as God. So therefore God is the ultimate good. And we have to believe this and confess these things out of our mouth consistently. Don't be moved by every wind and doctrine. Don't be moved by emotions and feelings. Don't be moved by other people's emotions and feelings. Don't be moved by their experiences. The only thing that should move you is the Spirit of God and the Word of God. Can you say amen to that? And I confess consistently, by the stripes on his back, I'm healed. And guess what? I walk in divine health. I confess we have the funds that we need, because he said already, he supplied my every need.
That's right.
Not according to the bank, not according to the economy, but according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And know you not that God owns it all, every little bit, everything. In fact, even the chair you're sitting in, and even you sitting in that chair, he owns. Yes. We were bought at a price. We were created by God, right? Is that correct? How many of you believe God created you? Now, some of these scientists need to catch up with that theory. God is the one who created us.
That's right.
I don't care if it was in a big bang. He created the big bang, if that's how it came. Because when he said light be, boom. I don't have a problem with the big bang. But I don't believe in it came from nothing. And I come from the goo to the zoo and then to you. I'll never buy that one. I'm created in his image and likeness. How many of you are created in his image and likeness? And do you, is God sitting on the throne going, hoo, 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 hoo? It takes more faith to believe in that trash than it does to believe in a creator.
Amen.
Amen. So God is good all the time. And listen, we've got to consistently be speaking it out of our mouth, because a single act does not create a culture. I'm saying it again. A single act will not create a culture. You've got to tell your children over and over and over again, God's got this. God will supply it. God's healed you. God is there. God is with us. God is protected. You've got to create a culture in your own house. Are you with me now? You've got to create a culture in the church. This church's culture is one of faith, expectation, miracles, and signs. That's what we're creating a culture for in here. And salvation and regeneration. We believe that's what we are. We're part of the kingdom.
Amen.
So I'm part of the kingdom of God.
Kingdom.
If you're born again, then you're part of the kingdom of God.
Yes,
And so you don't just say once by stripes I'm healed. You've got to believe it. You've got to speak it. You've got to confess it. You've got to decree it. You've got to declare it. You've got to make mention of it all the time.
Amen.
Prophetic declaration, you'll find manifestation. When you prophetically declare that God is doing X, Y, and Z, and it's in line with His Word, then expect the manifestation of what you're declaring and decreeing. You see, prayer without expectation is a wishing and a hoping. And there's no faith attached to that. In fact, a lot of people leave their unbelief attached to the prayer and they think it's in heaven. And God sees a prayer come up attached to it, unbelief. Because you're not expecting. He said, when you pray, believe, you receive it and you will have it.
That's right.
Did He not? So you can't be saying one thing and doing another. We've got to get into a place of we believe God. And I believe God is good all the time. And God is as good as He is holy. God will never do anything to harm my life. Ever. Ever. And in actual fact, when I do things and get into sin and it harms my life and I end up sinking, God is there to pull me out. He's always there. And God is not judgmental. He's already been judgmental with Jesus. He judged Jesus on the cross. He's not going to judge you again. He's going to say, put it under the blood and let's move forward. Let's keep growing. Let's keep going. Can you say amen?
Amen.
So many people have given up on their dreams and their visions because they felt unworthy. They felt unworthy, so they just put their dream down. You know, I can't do this really. That's wrong. You can't have guilt and condemnation in your life. If you're a child of God, there is therefore now no condemnation. No more. So we've got to get over this and say, God is as good, as holy as He is, that's how good He is. You're not going to get more good or more holy than that. Can you say amen? And so a single act does not create the culture. It's an ongoing belief system. You've got to speak it. You've got to walk it. You've got to talk it. You've got to meditate in it. You've got to get yourself into a place where you actually believe it. Now, like I said earlier, don't be throwing your medication out the window. And don't throw your prescription glasses out the window. If I pray for you, because just warn me so I can get off the roads. But you've got to be in faith. You go with the doctor until your faith is actually kicked in and you know that you know that you know. And no one, nothing and nobody can convince you otherwise. When you get there, when you're like Abraham, you see Abraham, the Bible says he's the father of our faith. How many of you believe Abraham is the father of our faith? God is the author of our faith and the finisher of our faith, but Abraham is the father of our faith. It says so in the Word, right? Do you know that the Bible says when he was now 100 years of age and his wife was 90 years of age, Sarah, the Bible says when God told him you're going to have the baby, he said, look at the stars, look at the sand, you're going to be that numerous in the earth. The Bible says he did not even consider.
That's right.
He did not consider the alternative. He did not even consider the fact that his body was at 100 years of age now and his wife was way past childbearing age and she couldn't have had children in her prime. He did not even consider it. That is faith. That is faith. So you know when you get to that I'm telling you, you can move heaven and earth and hell, but I'm not going to move off this. I believe it. Then you're probably in faith. Jesus was in faith. How many of you believe Jesus walked in faith? He walked in absolute faith, did he not? But he was a man with like passions. He was a man with the same body. The only thing that was not the same as us was the blood. That's why the virgin birth. But he faced temptation for 40 days and 40 nights in the wilderness. They wanted to kill him how many times? But when he said, open that tomb, and he called a dead man from 4 days being dead in the tomb, he did not consider what happens if he doesn't come out. He did not consider it. He called fully expecting his father to do the job. And that's where we need to get to. And when we get there, as a culture, we will start changing everything around us. Every person around us. You'll walk into Walmart and you'll have such a faith on you. You'll say, Lord, you're here. I know you're here. And you'll pray for people and they'll get healed right there. And they'll say, what must I do to be saved? I'm praying for the day when we leave these doors. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 doors down here. I'm praying for the day when we open these doors, leave them wide open, pull the curtains up, and we got people in that square in their thousands, and they come running to the door saying, we need grace, we need God, what must we do?
Yeah.
That's what I'm believing God for. I am believing that we will affect the community and we will not be affected by the community. The only effect the community has on us is that we love them and we want to bless them and help them. Amen. That's why we got the schools. We know that we're taking them out of a culture that is toxic. It's a bad, toxic culture that we're taking them out of, and we're putting them into a culture where they stand a chance. They stand a chance right now. They learn about Jesus. They get the word. They're with Christians. They got people that don't agree with all the trash that they're peddling into that toxic system. We don't go with that. And we have a desire to see that change. We desire, and we're starting with the children. Do you know that the agenda that they've got right now is starting with the children too? Do you know? Oh yeah, they've got the agenda right in there. And we're way more than them. Way, way more. Can you say amen? Or say, oh me, but say something. Amen. And so when we continue believing and speaking, then these values become, and when the values become instinctive and reactions to problems and opportunities. You see, wherever there's a problem, there's an opportunity. Oh, you didn't get that. Wherever there's a problem, there's always an opportunity. The biggest problem that this nation had was in the 20s when they had the biggest recession, but someone saw opportunity and built the Empire State Building at a tenth of what it should have cost. Yeah, there is opportunity in every situation. And God said these words. He says, we don't even know what we should pray for as we ought, right? In Romans 8, 26. He said, but the Holy Spirit who makes intercession for you with groanings that cannot be uttered. Remember? And he says, God who knows the heart of the Holy Spirit will see to it that what the enemy means for your destruction will be turned to your good. Amen. So when there's a bad problem, always know there's a great opportunity. And when you see problems like that, you won't have any problem. I'm actually going to continue from where we left off last week. And we called this one, Feelings and Emotions, Part 3. Now you can see the guys up there, feeling of anger, feeling of joy, feeling of jealousy, feeling of fear, feeling of depression. That was a movie called Inside Out. I thought it was a great movie. We all get feelings. If you don't get feelings, you're dead. Right? You're in the grave. Every human being has to face feelings. But it's what we do with the feelings. What do we do with those feelings? Do they control us or do they not control us? You see, and I made this statement before, feelings are not your boss. It feels like you've got to do something. It feels like it's making you do something, but it's not. They're not your boss. They're not a dictatorship. Don't let them dictate how you live. Feelings shouldn't decide how you live. Faith and the Word of God decides how you live. Can you say amen? You've got a choice to make so many times. I mean, just driving down the road, someone does something to you. You've got a choice to flash your lights and throw the bird and do all of that kind of stuff. Or you've got a choice to say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. God bless you. Have a good day. It's a choice. It's choices we make. It's choices. I'm telling you, if they say to me, you're going bankrupt, now I've got a choice to make. Do I panic or do I say, you said, Lord, that you're going to supply everything I need and get out of panic, and I'm fully persuaded like Abraham was. He was fully persuaded, 100%. He didn't consider the alternative. Because if God said it, and God did say it to him, and God did say to you and me, by the stripes on his back, you are healed. He did say he became poor so we could become rich. He did say, I'll give you my peace, not the peace of the world. He did say, I'll give you joy. He's given us everything we're ever going to need. In fact, in Ephesians 1:3 says, we've been blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. Now the problem is, I don't want it in the heavenlies, I want it in the nowanies. I don't need nothing in heaven. I've got everything in the presence of God, my God. But in the earth, I need those blessings. I need healing. I need money. I need peace. I need joy. I need control. I need protection. You're not going to need that in heaven.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to ChristFamilyChurch.net or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. in our beautiful Tradition Town Hall facility.
Hi, my name's Joe Grosjean. If you're looking to learn about God and meet some great people, come visit us at Abundant Life Ministry. Our new location is 201 Southwest Flagler Avenue, Stuart, Florida, 34994. Or call us at 772-220-0600.